Geek Chic, a documentary on new technology and innovation in the Southeast.
With Christmas mania in full swing, one of the top gifts for lots of us will be a brand new smartphone. Kelly from Vodafone in Waterford joined me to talk the hottest smartphones on the market this year for Christmas. She started with the big one, the iPhone X.
Yeah, well, it's certainly in demand. Loads of people in looking for it. It's a bit expensive, I suppose. At €1,100 it's priced at the moment. But yeah, there's great excitement over it because it's the first design change from Apple really since the iPhone 6. So it's totally different, slightly bigger than the previous iPhone. But the device is the display. Face ID, you can use it to unlock the phone, authenticate or pay online as well. So it has a true depth camera in the front and it sensors your face. I've asked the questions, if somebody holds up a photograph, will it unlock the phone? They said no, it's 3D, it has to go all around your face. If someone's asleep, it won't work, your eyes have to be open. So it seems to be the latest in security on it, you know.
Next up is Samsung's flagship phone, the S8. Kelly details some of its big features.
And the S8, again, completely changing design from Samsung. So they also have a 5.8-inch infinity display, edge to edge. No buttons or anything on the front, it's all screen. So huge big change with them. The camera again, they have a dual pixel sensor in the camera, so the photos are absolutely fantastic. And it's 8 megapixel front face with autofocus for the selfie. So,
as the age old debate of Apple versus Samsung continues, I asked Kelly to weigh in.
You see, it's in their own different way. Like the Apple use the one type of chip, Samsung use another type of chip. On paper, the specs are really the same with the iPhone X and the S8. The camera quality is the same, most of the features are the same. Samsung also has the iris scanner and the facial recognition to unlock as well. I don't think that there's much difference. They're both water resistant and dust resistant as well. So good, strong phones, good, strong Gorilla Glass on them as well.
What if you drop them into a toilet in a nightclub?
Apparently, absolutely nothing. So it can go up to 1 meter fresh water for up to 30 minutes. And it will be okay.
Really?
They recommend if you spill a fizzy drink on it or something to actually wash it under the tap because it's able for water but no other liquids.
HTC got major praise for their One series of phones back in 2014. Their latest offering is the U11, but is it worth a Christmas punt?
It comes in blue only at the moment and it has a two-tone glass back, so it's a really cool design from HTC on this one. Excellent camera quality and sound quality is brilliant on those. This one has a 16 megapixel selfie camera, so absolutely brilliant for your Snapchats and stuff like that.
Sony's new model is for those who don't want a big screen smartphone. Kelly has the details.
Their big one this year is the XZ1 Compact. So basically it's again a top of the range, but it's a 4.6-inch screen. So it's like a pocket size top shelf phone. It has been called the only pure compact premium phone on the market. Just for those people that don't want the huge big screens that are in some of the other handsets. And with this one you can do wide angle selfies. So you don't need a selfie stick. You can hold the phone out and it'll do a wide angle if you have four or five of you together trying to get a picture. So.
Now, the internet went crazy earlier this year when Nokia revealed they'd be bringing back the 3310. Everyone loves a good nostalgia trip and Kelly gives us the lowdown on this blast from the past.
So they've re-released it this year, slightly changed the design, made it a little bit thinner, but still looks exactly as you remember the 3310 looking. But they added a bit of 3G, so you can have Facebook and Twitter on it now, so it's not as basic as it was in the past. But it has Snake, the absolute most important thing about it. It has the retro Snake Ape on it like it had in the past. They do have a really good battery life on those. You might get up to 3 days with kind of average use. With low use, you'll get a little bit longer than that. We've had people of all ages coming in looking for this one. Handy as a second phone if you want to keep your smartphone at home if you're going away for the weekend or whatever. It does have a camera with a flash on it, but it's only 2 megapixels, so I don't know how many selfies or whatever you'll be taking with that one. But it has an FM radio and MP3 player as well, so it does a little bit more than just your standard calls and texts.
Tomorrow we talk AI and how a group of students in the Southeast made a self-driving car.